Yeah, men are into action words.
Oh, really? Herman Melville?
Have you ever read Moby Dick?
No.
Funny as shit.
Is it? But, like, I've heard how many pages it is to... Oh, maybe I should go John Steinbeck. Really? John Steinbeck?
John Steinbeck's my favorite author.
Well, that's fine, but he, like, takes a long time to describe some shit, right?
No.
I'm not sure that that's true.
Okay, so we're just talking about books here. We're on.
Okay, I think the next book that you're going to read is East of Eden.
I have never read East of Eden.
What Steinbeck's have you read?
I read Grapes of Wrath and Travels with Charlie.
When did you read The Grapes of Wrath?
In high school. Uh-huh. And Travels with Charlie.
Uh-huh.
That's a pretty good book. That was more of a memoir.
I may end up giving you like 24 of Steinbeck's books to read.
24 Steinbeck books to read? Oh, mm-hmm. Great. Oh, my God. Okay, what do you think that treat that you just put in your mouth is? Well, I'll tell you what it's not, listeners. It's not pistachio cardamom, which is what I ordered.
Well, almost.
What is it? Yeah, it could be.
It just tastes sort of like a honey cake to me. It's definitely because the pistachio was very green.
Well, this is green.
I don't think it's what I ordered.
I think it might be.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then maybe the other thing was matcha. I guess that's possible.
Wow.
Megan brought us
sorry, Espresso 77.
So I guess.
You bought him an Espresso 77.
Yeah, I wanted a chai. And
oh,
so,
yeah, no.
Yeah. I think a lot of all their baked stuff is going to be kind of tasteless because it comes from somewhere else.
Oh, really? Well, it tastes okay.
No, it's fine. Fine. No, it's perfectly fine. Yeah. But
I've never eaten there before.
Mm-hmm. I was walking by there earlier. And someone on the street on the sidewalk was having wine and a charcuterie plate.
Charcuterie.
Sorry.
It's like charcuterie. You're in the South. Charcuterie.
I'm getting old.
And, you won't.
But it looked phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say.
Yeah. Now meats and cheeses, that's okay to travel from elsewhere. This little carrot cake thing is fine, but it's, this is definitely not like, not something that you like take an out of town guest to specifically for this stuff, you know?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, we're talking about Espresso 77, which is down the block from this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a coffee shop.
Wine bar.
And coffee shop during the day, wine bar at night.
They have live music
performing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a cute little place.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, I just needed a little snacky.
I like
some people call it the Berkeley's living room because people are hanging out there.
I call it the white people place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Although it gets a diverse clientele.
Mm-hmm.
There was a diverse clientele in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because that's
the
neighborhood.
That's the hood.
Uh-huh. So
I also went and got treats.
You did?
Yeah,
double
so
treats.
So many treats. Yeah, take that, diabetes. So it is Sunday.
I had a nice coffee.
You had a nice coffee already?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mine was from Starbucks.
What's your... Wait, you don't put any dairy in it, do you?
I put sweet vanilla cream.
Oh, whoa.
What do you put in yours?
Well, this is a chai latte, but... if I order coffee, yeah, usually I order a latte. So my favorite coffee order.
A chai latte is a tea with milk?
Is a latte with chai. More of like a...
So it's a latte,
I don't think
which
it's,
is coffee and milk.
Yeah, but
with
actually,
chai, which
no, this
tea.
Is just chai tea with milk.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Because I didn't get a dirty one, which would have been like a regular latte with espresso.
No, that's not true.
A dirty chai has espresso in it.
Yeah. A dirty chai is a chai latte, which is just chai tea with milk. Dirty chai is you throw a shot of espresso in it. That's it.
Yeah, but that basically makes it a latte with chai tea, a classic latte with chai tea in it.
Mm.
Anyway, preferred coffee order comes from
readers, welcome to the final broadcast of...
No, that's not true. I feel like this is a good episode so far. You're being real mean to me, which is a classic.
But you have it coming to you. You're being stupid.
Someone who never buys coffee, this is fascinating. All the variations.
Well, my favorite coffee order comes from Moa Cafe, which is was local to Astoria. I believe they've branched out to Woodside and Sunnyside, so good for them. It's mm-hmm. a very cute little independent coffee shop. And they do my preferred, which is a traditional latte. Well, I shouldn't say traditional because instead of regular milk, like to get a latte with one pump of vanilla and macadamia milk. And it is so good, iced, of course.
Okay.
And it's so delicious.
The other thing is over at K&L Deli, where you got, is this K&L?
No, this is from
Central. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you went to K&L for that.
I used everything.
There's just a regular latte. They're phenomenal.
Yeah, I think I had a sip of it one day not that long ago, and it was very good. Yeah.
All right, we done?
With our coffee order. Okay, so how was your week, Megan?
Fine. It was just normal busy. I have a theater. I attended a theater, which is not typical for me. So when we get to theater, we can talk about it.
I think we're talking about your week. So you saw Grey House on Friday.
I saw Grey House on Friday.
How was it?
Yeah. Not that good.
Oh, fuck.
Ooh. Yeah. Do you have tickets?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I would be very curious what your take is. For me, it was confusing to the point of like me not even caring to try and figure it out. They just like threw so much shit at I genuinely, definitely it's supposed to, I'm sure it's meant to be like intergenerational trauma, but I just was like, it was too much and it was too fast. Like it did, like it just didn't, it, there was not a good flow. I just didn't really like it. And the acting I felt was really not that good. The humor was not that good. The exception, of course, was Laurie Metcalf. She was phenomenal.
How was Tatiana?
Not that good.
Tatiana Maslany.
Yeah, she really wasn't that good. And
of Orphan Black.
I didn't see Network, so I don't know if she.
I didn't see Network.
Yeah, either, so I don't. Right. I don't know what her stage presence is.
I saw her in a Tracy Letts show, Mary Magdalene or something.
And was she good?
She was phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so I mean, it's still in previews, and it still has like 9 more previews to go. So maybe it's early previews.
Yeah.
It sounds like they need to change the script.
Well, yeah, like the a lot of people in the audience laughed at the laughing points.
I don't know.
But it was, I'll look it up. I should be able to remember. But and Paul Sparks played so the three adult leads were Laurie Metcalf, Tatiana Maslany, and Paul Sparks. And I did feel like Paul Sparks was the closest to like getting to Laurie Metcalf's caliber. I thought he was pretty much fine and that it was the script that was like letting him down. The set was awesome. And then the rest of the cast were quite young, with one exception, one old lady who I don't know if she had any words at all. I don't know. Well, one of the actors was from A Quiet Place, she's deaf, so she didn't speak, and she was the most interesting of the kid performers. The other kid performers, it just felt very stilted. It felt very early previews. It felt very early previews. And I didn't expect it necessarily to feel that way.
It shouldn't be.
I mean,
That's pretty, I'm not going to go see it now.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you should, I don't know. We'll see.
Maddie and I saw a show.
You had me at intergenerational trauma.
Yeah.
That's a fun night at the theater.
Yeah. There was a couple like jump scares that got me. But that's what my biggest takeaway was like.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a horror play on Broadway.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was just too confusing. It didn't work for me. Wow. It just didn't work.
Maddie and I saw a show at MCC, Bees and Honey.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating because this place starts really well and then it just slowly just falls apart. It's just not well written and inappropriately directed and all of that stuff. But the two actors in the show were so good that it was worth the time. They were so good.
One of them was Chidi. Is that the one?
No, that's what I'm going to see on Wednesday with Maddie. Because he's very excited because
he loves The Good Place.
He loves The Good Place. And he especially loves Chidi. And oh my God. And then he was going to like leave his class early because we thought it was at 7, but it's at 7:30. He's like, I don't have to leave my class early. I can just have the class.
Wasn't that the days being watched?
Well,
he has a Zoom class that he has to participate
in. And it's the last one.
And it's the last one, but it ends at 6:30. And he said he was going to do it from Manhattan.
Mm.
So we'll do that.
And then we saw Farrah Alvin on Friday.
Oh, how was that?
It was good.
It was great.
Where was she?
She was at Green Room 42.
Oh, yeah. Where'd you go? Did you go anywhere after?
No, I was tired. I had the awards that day.
Oh, right, right. I wasn't sure what your plans were, but I half expected, because we tried to go to Joe Allen, but couldn't get a seat at the bar even. And then I was like, I did like look around. I was like, I wonder if they're because I didn't know what your plans were. At Grey House on 45th.
Oh,
yeah.
You saw that on Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mike and I had a long day too.
Yeah,
I had been up early to go to a doctor's appointment, and then I had two demos in the afternoon.
Ew.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a big day.
Mm-hmm.
So my week was pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty busy. This apartment of ours, I just hope it stays in workable condition until we gut it and renovate
the valve for the shower and the water line and for this line of the building that's broken.
Yeah.
So does that mean no showers?
Well,
no
shower.
Let me tell the story.
Oh, okay.
So I'm at my doctor, or I'm leaving my doctor's, and I get
on Friday.
Yeah. No, this was actually on Thursday.
Okay.
But we had received a letter that they were going to be working on the water, and we would not have water in the bathroom on Thursday. You know, typical. You know,
apartment living.
New York
apartment
building type of communication. And so I got a phone call from the super asking if they can come into the apartment. And I said, sure, because the shutoff for the line is in our bathroom because we're on the top floor. So when I get home, I'm coming through the basement and I run into them all. There's like six of them. The super.
Oh, all the supers.
Yeah, the super and some guys from the building and the plumber and. And the super tells me, oh, we're going to have to come back. We got to replace that valve. And the super says, we're going to have to go in through the bedroom wall. And I was like, why?
That bedroom.
Oh,
you know, because the other side, the bedroom's the other side of the wall. And I'm like, why? And he says, well, because we have to make the hole bigger and I don't want to mess your tile. I'm like, this terrible tile that we painted over when we moved in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in 1 month, gutting the entire thing. It goes, I don't want to break your tile and that mirror. I said, go for it. I said, you know, we're gutting it in a month. So anyway, the guy came up today to open it up and he just opened up a little, he didn't even break the
mirror. It's fixed? Whatever he's
just getting ready for the plumber on Tuesday.
But the valve is now okay.
Exposed.
No, it's exposed. Okay. Because it's not, John got into the shower yesterday.
Oh yeah, that's the other thing. So after they'd been here, and I guess I didn't notice it on Friday.
We both took showers on Friday,
didn't notice it, but yesterday, suddenly we had.
I think they came on Friday.
While you weren't here or something?
It was Friday. Okay. It was Friday, yeah, because that's when I had my doctor's appointment.
Yeah,
yeah so, but yeah, I got in the shower, and it's like a spit.
Oh.
Coming out like a dribble.
Yeah.
It's like a hobo peeing on you.
Yeah.
Oh, they're so dehydrated.
A dehydrated hobo. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we called them, and I guess the valve is so far out that they can't tell if it's open or closed.
Interesting.
And they can't get it.
So does that mean no showers till they fix it?
Well, I took a shower. I couldn't take a shower yesterday because it seems that only one person can take a shower and then the shower is stopped.
Uh-huh.
So I took a whore bath in the faucet.
Uh-huh.
And today I was able to take a shower, but it was the hobo peeing on the shower.
Yeah. And
he took a whore bath.
Horse bath. Yeah.
You have the gin too, if needed.
I could, but then I'd have to take stuff.
All your stuff. I know.
Oh, good God. You'd have to take a whole outfit.
I mean, it isn't.
Two blocks.
And your shampoo.
Really? My shampoo? So you're just saying
that
to be
mean? I know, I'm not.
Oh my God.
Wake up on the big side of the bed, Gran.
How do you know which side that is with her?
With her.
One side is up against the wall, okay? So there's only one possibility.
So you can only get out of the big side of
the bitch please side. Bitch please, you're not getting out on this side. So, and then yesterday we had a morning of picking out tile, you know, we made some good decisions, I feel like. So,
yeah.
Want to see the floor?
Did you get some LIRR tiles? Or some
what is LIRR?
Metro North tiles. Or did you just go classic Subway?
What's L-I-O?
Oh. She's just being stupid.
Here's our kitchen floor.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that makes sense for a kitchen floor. Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad it makes sense to
Thank
you.
Thank God it makes sense to Megan.
I do prefer that over the, well, wait, let me ask this. Is it going to be as defined as your floor currently is with like the big squares and the grout
no,
in between?
No, it's going to have much smaller grout.
Okay, good. I like that.
That has black grout for some reason.
It's kind of gross.
Well,
yeah.
And it's
stupid.
It's just weird. Our current floor is weird. But yeah, no. So we went to the tile store. We picked out a bunch of tile samples. And then we went and visited our slab.
Oh, yo, did you? How
well,
are you doing?
Well, to see what goes with the slab.
Oh, right. Oh, of course.
And it's really quite surprising,
yeah.
You know, because we picked out, we took like 6 floor samples and none of them worked.
To your slab?
To the slab to visit her.
Are they all, are these shops very close to one another?
No. One was in Brooklyn, one's in Astoria.
So you were carrying a slab like that?
We were in a car.
Oh, uh-huh.
Philip drove, yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, we had 6 options for the bathroom floor, and none of them worked.
Yeah, wow.
And, but the place where the slab is, they actually have some tile.
And you liked
We found this there.
Oh, that was it there, yeah.
That was just kind of freaking.
Yeah.
Oh, it was all rainy yesterday, too. Oh, good thing you had a car. Yeah, good thing.
It was a very good thing.
Yeah.
So, there's the slab.
Okay, your slab is right here.
Slab.
Is it actual granite? Marble?
No, it's quartz.
Quartz, that's right, we talked about.
Here's the backsplash.
Ooh, it looks green. Is that true?
Here's the floor. No, this is the floor.
Uh-huh.
That's
Oh, this looks
this is the wall.
Ooh.
This is going to be the cabinet someplace between that color and that color.
I'm loving it. I'm loving the green.
The cabinets are between what color and what color?
That color and that color.
The more whitish and the more gray.
It's because they're going to be a creamy, creamy.
Oh, one. That's looking like it's going to be a very nice kitchen.
Yeah.
Scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess, okay, well done. You have good eyes.
Yes, I sat there just.
Oh, right. You're just like, sure, yes, fine.
I'm like, what do you care about this? He goes, I don't care.
It was grout.
We haven't even picked the grout yet.
Yeah.
Did you have good food? Did you reward yourself with good food?
We went to the diner.
To the diner.
Oh, all right. Well, that's
And I actually ordered wrong. Why I ordered their French onion soup is beyond me.
Oh, wow. Bold
really?
Move.
Yeah, because there was a lot of it.
Especially when you've got a French place quite close.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that. Plus, they didn't. Yeah, it was stupid.
Yeah. Okay.
And we've also picked out appliances.
Oh, yeah. You're getting a new, obviously, a new dishwasher, right?
We're getting everything
broken.
New.
New fridge, new stove?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Go look at our stove.
Yeah, it is pretty old. Yeah. Are you allowed? You're not allowed to have gas.
No. Can't have it.
Well, and you know, now in the state, new construction can't have gas,
so
they want to retool and get rid of all the gas that's there. Which fascinating, right?
Yeah, I haven't really been following that, but I saw the headline.
Yeah, new construction can't put gas.
Yeah, and eventually they want to try to get all the gas out, also.
Yeah, which, quite frankly. You know, our friends, whose last name starts with D, their building, their gas has been out since before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they found
a
leak in the building, which, you know, I'd rather they find the leak than be surprised by it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pain in the gas.
Good one.
Yeah, so that was our week.
Okay.
Very busy.
Eventful. How was the awards?
The awards were fun.
The Drama League.
The Drama League awards. Yeah. They were very fun, except, you know, I had to be there at 7:30, and that's just very early for me to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I learned certain things. Oscar Isaac is gorgeous up close.
He is.
Totally makes sense.
Gorgeous.
I definitely buy it. Yeah.
Jessica Chastain is tinier than you would
Oh,
think.
Really? Like,
oh,
both
really?
In,
yeah,
like,
she seems
like,
kind
like,
of statuesque.
Yeah, I thought she, I was
is
like,
she, you mean even shorter
yeah.
than,
yeah.
yeah.
She's a smaller. I'm
How like, tall do you think she is?
She was wearing heels.
I'm
going to
see what IMDb
says. Just about my height.
Wow.
Okay.
I definitely would have pegged her as, like, 5'10 or something.
When Audra McDonald and Will Ferrell, Will Swenson walk down the street together, they take your breath away.
Oof. Oh, really?
They're just like, oh my God, you two. You can just see they're both fucking stars. And
yeah. Wow.
But it's really funny because Jessica Chastain was,
she's my height. Wow.
When she was given her, all the actors give a little 30 second, 1 minute little speech. And she was doing hers and she kind of teared up. Because she was the first time she'd ever met Audra McDonald. She was like, I just met Audra McDonald.
I'm kind of surprised that's the first time. Yeah.
And then somebody else came and they're like, you know, I just want you to know, I met Audra McDonald today too. And I was actually, and so every single fucking person.
Then had to tell their Audra McDonald story. You know,
and there were 30 or so actors and they all were like, and then I get to meet Audra McDonald. And then the funniest one was Will Swenson gets up. He's like, I want to tell you, when I first met Audra, because they are married. Anyway, and that was pretty funny. And then when she announced, she had already won the award, so she couldn't get it.
Right. Oh, she presented it?
She presented the best play and best revival. Ben Platt presented the best musical and best revival. B.B. Newworth presented the actor award.
And who did the actor award go to?
Annalee Ashford.
Oh, nice. Oh, yes. Fun. Was she great?
We haven't seen that yet. I'm not
no, but in person, like at
I didn't meet her. The only one I actually met was Lin-Manuel Miranda, who walked around.
Just saying hi to everybody?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So, you work here. Hi. Oh, my K. I'm like, when I retire, I want to work at the drama bookshop for some reason. Now.
Yeah, totally.
Well, and I passed him on the street the day before.
Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Yeah, and he did not reach out to shake my hand.
You know, I passed him on the street too, and he also did not reach out to shake my hand.
Well, it's funny, before, right when he came up to say hello, someone was telling me, because they were at the drama bookshop the day before, and they had their picture taken, and Lin-Manuel photobombed them.
Yeah, I think I saw that somehow on Instagram, maybe.
Oh, well, I guess he does that all the time.
Somebody was just at the drama bookstore signing books. I can't remember who it was.
Well, and just a little information for what the drama bookstore is.
It's called Drama Bookshop.
Drama Bookshop, and it's
been
started
by
for
the Drama League in 1926.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay, yeah. And at a certain point in the last 10 years, it was in risk of going out of business. And Lin-Manuel.
Thomas Kail, Lin-Manuel, the Niederlander Organization, and Jeffrey Seller.
All bought in.
It's a great place. If you like theater, you can buy any play. They have all
I've never been
all
in.
Kinds
I gotta
of
go
music.
In.
Oh,
you just go in. It's a lovely place. It's a great place to just
can
grab.
Can you just sit? Do they have coffee?
They have a wonderful coffee shop. Yeah. You can just grab a play and sit down and read it.
And read the play, yeah.
And they have a little stage downstairs.
Downstairs,
because in the old drama bookshop, they used to have a performer space downstairs. And that's where Lin-Manuel and Thomas Kail did Into the Heights.
Wow.
So when it was going out of business, they were like, oh, no, 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 this cannot.
Thomas Kail is Michelle Williams' husband, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he directed Hamilton.
Yeah, yeah.
And he directed Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he from the like cabbage kales?
Is he from the lettuce family?
Good one. I think he's from the cob.
That's
kales.
Big money.
Yeah. My question was Jodie Comer there?
Yep.
And I just love her accent so much. Was she charming? Did she talk? Did you?
They all talk. That's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
Because what happens is there's like 600 people and guests, and then they start, and there's a procession of the distinguished performers. They're up on the second floor having a VIP reception, and then it comes down, and they all just kind of walk through the audience in line.
Uh-huh.
And this year was kind of difficult because Ryan J. Haddad from Dr. Stable Stories was nominated, as was Katie Sullivan, who has two prosthetic legs.
Oh, uh-huh.
So they had to walk slower.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And they all walk through the thing, and then they all go up on the dais. Mm-hmm. So they're all seated on the stage. And so
like a Dean Martin roast.
Kind of.
It's like,
and everybody kind of jokes is like about how, you know,
Salieri got the short end of the stick on that one too.
Yeah,
it's not called a Salieri, it's called a
dais.
Yeah, because Amadeus. Anyway, it didn't really work.
Amadeus. I was like, I don't understand. Because
you said on the dais, and it kind of sounded like Amadeus, and it's like, of course.
Well, let's end this fast. All the celebrities then have to eat in front of all of
They're
them.
Eating?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's embarrassing.
Always and did they actually
that's
eat?
Embarrassing.
I think all of them eat. It was actually, the steak was really good.
Oh, so wait, you're all at tables as well?
I'm in the back of the fucking room.
But are the 600 there?
600
watch?
Are all at tables. They're, like, think of the Golden Globes.
So it's like a lunch.
It is. No, it's not like a lunch.
It is a lunch.
Oh,
fascinating.
Think of the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
It's like if all the nominees had to sit up on stage.
Yeah, that's weird. But okay, I can envision it. Okay, so my last.
But everyone's
question...
like, I know, I'm afraid that, you know, everybody's watching me eat. But then again,
everybody's eating.
Audra's up here, so everybody's watching Audra eat.
Right.
That was when she's like, "Stop it! Stop it!"
Did Jodie Comer win Best Actress?
No, Annalee Ashford. Only one person gets
an acting award,
the Distinguished Performance Award.
Oh,
one
person, I get it now.
And you can only win it once in your career.
Right. Okay, I get it.
And Annalee Ashford
got it.
Won.
So only one single actor
only
wins
one single
the whole
actor wins
the
every
whole time.
Year.
Okay. All right.
So Ben Platt won it for Dear Evan Hansen. Bebe Neuwirth won it for Chicago.
Audra for
Borgen and Best.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Very cool.
Just listened to Josh Groban's NPR interview. It was a while ago, and I listened to his Fresh Air interview. And I am excited to see Sweeney. I do have tickets for August.
Oh, you do? Yeah, I'm gonna talk to Olivia this week and get some house seats.
Yeah.
Because I can do that.
Very good. Well, you know what we can do?
Take a break?
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Taj Bog Sweets.
We're looking for the best chai.
I can't. It's so hard to read.
Best chai in the hood.
Best chai in the city.
Yeah, I mean, I bet you, because we're going to these,
chai
we're going to
the
these
city.
White people places rather
than. I know.
Where we, and we really do live in the land of the chai people.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
So
we've been watching.
What have we been watching? Well, I got to tell you, something that really brought a smile to my face a couple of times this week was Architectural Digest Home Tour.
Oh, RuPaul?
RuPaul,
I
did
didn't
you
watch
it.
I didn't watch it, but I heard it happened.
Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
So good. He is just so entertaining. I got to say, I'm just very happy for everything he achieves and gets to come his way. Because, you know, no one could have envisioned that career.
Yeah.
That is like first in the world.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And his house is delightful.
Beverly Hills?
Yeah, Beverly
Some,
Hills.
Somewhere Some, in California.
Yeah, it's definitely Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And it's in the hills because behind where the pool is, there's a hill that goes up. Mm. So, yeah. I guess I'm going to guess Hollywood Hills.
Okay.
Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Could be Beverly Hills.
Is it huge? Is it a mansion?
Oh, yeah. It's
a
mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and he has two closets. The first closet for just his I think he called it our man closet, where his
suits and stuff. Yeah.
And they took two bedrooms and turned them into a single closet.
For all of his drag stuff?
No, these are just
clothes.
Suits. Boy
oh
clothes.
Oh my God.
And it is stunning.
Wow.
It is so beautiful.
Wow.
And then later he takes us to what he calls the drag archive.
Uh-huh.
And it's a closet that's equally as big, maybe bigger.
I would assume it might be bigger.
With, shoes, jewelry, gowns.
Wigs.
And some gowns are like displayed on mannequins and
wow.
Actually we didn't see wigs, but you know wigs are there.
Yeah.
And he's got a whole he calls it the glam room where, you know, they do his makeup and hair that's right there by it. And he has a home office. It's a working house. He has his own personal office, but then he has like a work space
with
two long tables with like four or six workstations at them.
Where like people that work for
his
him
production
come.
Company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Well, that's making me feel better that he has a mansion. Because sometimes I do think about, well, I mean, I obviously don't know people's lives. Like, who knows who all, like, lives with them. Or, but when, like, just two people have a mansion, it's like, what?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's interesting. You know, I listened to Rosie O'Donnell's podcast. Uh-huh. And she had Ricky Lake on this week. And it was really very entertaining.
Yeah.
But Ricky Lake talked about she has a new house because her kids are grown now. And she said she and her husband in their old house, she said it was just too big.
Yeah.
She said it was like, I think she said 7,000 square feet.
Oh, for two people?
And she said that's too big a house to be in, which is what I always think when I see those house tours of a house that's like 10,000 square feet. You know,
why?
To be there by yourself.
Cindy Spelling couldn't find herself.
Oh my God, that Spelling mansion. I just can't imagine.
No, it's so stupid. It's so stupid.
I mean, yes, I would like a gift wrapping room myself, but still.
Yeah, and to be honest, I think RuPaul's house, I mean, it's definitely a mansion.
We didn't see it all. We didn't see it all.
We didn't see it all.
And wait a second, before you say anything, he converted two bedrooms into a closet for his man clothes. Yeah. So don't.
No, but I'm just the feel of it. The scope didn't feel like, you know, like he was in his kitchen and you walk right there's the breakfast area. There's the disco room, which was pretty delightful. So, you know, it's living room.
No, I would need to take aspirin before I entered that house every day.
Well,
boldly decorated.
I heard there was an orange room. Yeah, my friend Rima was
his favorite
pointed
color.
Some things out.
Yeah,
she must have watched it.
Yeah.
Well, so are we caught up on All Stars?
We've only watched two episodes.
Oh, okay. I watched the third one today already.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they started with two episodes, and we've only watched the first two.
Oh, okay.
So if we wanted to, we can watch the third before Friday. So who got kicked off this week?
I don't even remember their names. There's just too many right now.
Yeah.
He's kind of cute, bald, Latinx.
Anisha?
Right.
Is that some? Maybe?
Know.
Yeah, I don't
know. Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah.
Don't know. He got kicked off. I thought he was kind of cute, but whatever. As a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was, you know, this was the week where they were. Oh, they're
they
doing
the
skits,
Saturday Night Live.
Which, you know, they're
just
all suck.
Real bad.
Yeah.
It's just
real bad.
So awful.
Yeah.
And I even forget who won, and I forget who
Jimbo won. I do remember that.
Oh, Jimbo's my favorite.
Jimbo and Heidi in Closet are my two faves. Yeah.
Which one's Jimbo?
The Canadian.
Oh, he's the Canadian. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do love Lala Ree.
He's very clownish.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But he came out with the, you know, with the phones. You know, it was supposed to be the net guy.
Oh, right. And he,
so it was
like
kind of
a network. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the horticulture things. And then he played a really stupid whore.
Yeah, that it was like clearly the riff on Cecily Strong and Vanessa Bayer.
Yeah.
Who
yeah.
did that. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I like him a lot.
I do too.
But again, it's kind of RuPaul, you got to wait for a while for it to settle in.
Yeah.
Kick off the detritus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
And then Top Chef.
Yeah.
So
have you watched Last Chance Kitchen?
No, but I did get spoiled on because there were three of them, right? So now I know who it's down to, the two that it's down to.
Well, we don't know who wins.
Yeah,
well,
we
right.
We're
right,
not going to find out
until they enter. Right.
Until
they
enter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was double elimination, and it was so sad. I was really sad to see Amar and Sarah.
I mean,
go.
Who else do you want to see? I mean,
I would have preferred to see Tom and Ali. Even though I like both of them, I really like Sarah and Amar.
I really like Sarah a lot. And Gabri, boy, he liked out being paired with
no
Buddha.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever's team he was on, if it hadn't have been Buddha, that would have been the team gone. So he's gone next time, no doubt.
You think?
Yeah.
But we thought that last week.
Yeah, but then it was a double.
Yeah.
I mean, a team challenge. But
and it was Wellingtons. Yeah.
Yeah, they had to do three different types of Wellingtons. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that Amar, there's no more hope for Amar.
Yeah. Sarah and
Charbel.
I'm not sure which one is gonna win.
Well, I think I know, just from a producer standpoint.
Why?
I feel like it's gonna be Sarah. I feel like they're gonna not let it all be all dudes yet.
Oh.
They could be. Could be.
Are there no other women left? No, in...
She was the last woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my gut. But I also think she's amazing and, well, it'll, like, would probably earn that spot anyway.
Well, when whoever wins, it's close.
Yeah. Oh,
it's really close.
Yeah.
Charbel is a very good chef.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He's basically dominated last year.
And for being so young, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's gifted.
Yeah.
Very gifted. We also are watching Survivor.
Survivor.
Oh, yeah. Great. Next week, right?
Very good.
This week is the finale.
Yeah.
I have fucking theater tickets.
Oh, damn it.
Maybe it's a short show.
No, it's 3 hours.
No, it's 3 hours.
The Survivor or the play?
Yeah,
Survivor,
they do three episodes. They do
three?
They do one episode and then they do the finale episode and then they do the reunion. No, the reunion you have to, because that's where you find out who wins.
What?
You don't find out. They don't tell you who wins.
Oh, yeah, I'm remembering that.
Until the finale.
Jesus Christ. Cash cow.
Yeah. But that's how it's always.
Yeah, no, that's true. I am remembering that.
So, yeah, this week I may have theater on Tuesday night. I'm not till Wednesday night I have theater, and then we're going in Boston.
Oh, you're gone this coming weekend?
Yeah. We leave on Saturday.
Leave on Saturday? I mean, I know it's a long weekend, but yeah.
Anyway.
Driving or training?
Driving. So, I think we now need to talk about something much more serious. This week's episode of Ted Lasso.
Wah, wah.
This week's episode of Ted Lasso was actually bad.
Agreed.
Bad.
I don't even remember what happened.
Well,
everything that happened off screen.
Off screen.
What the hell?
Right.
You know, and it's who is running that show?
I don't know, but also there's no fourth season. Because they are so rapidly wrapping shit up. Like, there's no fourth season.
I mean, but what are they wrapping up?
Well, Nate had to quit, but they felt like they couldn't even, like, show us him quitting.
Right, so
and
it just...
And then Keely and Roy had to get back together, but they didn't get to show us how they got back together.
And Roy comes around for the stupidest thing that the teacher's like, you don't seem stuck anymore. It's like, what? Why? Last week, Rebecca ripped him a new asshole, and that doesn't do anything?
Yeah, you read the Times Review, too, didn't you?
Well, yeah, but it's,
spot on. It's
the same thing that I've, everybody feels that way.
Totally.
It's like, that makes no fucking sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I just don't understand that, you know, in episode 6, we go to Amsterdam, and we have this huge episode with Rebecca and this guy, and then what? Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing.
Nothing about
it. So stupid. And yet we waste an entire episode on a one-off about this Super League that ends in a adult food fight.
Luckily, we didn't see that.
No, it was such a bad episode.
It was really, really, really bad.
It was so bad.
We don't, you know, and Ted Lasso, the person the show is named for, he just sat there and said like five absolutely inane, stupid things this episode.
He always become a cliche of itself.
Well,
yeah.
I feel like, you know, in the first season was so strong that all of the streaming services, you know, cannibalized all of their writers. And they're like, hey, you write for Ted Lasso, come write for us instead. So now we're on the fourth string of writers. And the showrunner is off, Bill Lawrence is off doing, I don't know, shrinking and what and everything else. Says, oh, you guys do it. And I have no idea what's going on. It's bad.
Two episodes left.
And if we get a fucking episode that is like
another Beard After Hours,
but we'll get to that. But if we get another episode where, like, you know, the wife calls from Ohio or wherever, says, oh, Tommy's been in a car accident, and that's how Ted goes home, I will be so pissed.
Yeah.
But we're going to get it. We're going to get something.
I don't think
it's going to be some bullshit because we only have two episodes left and we have all of these things to deal with. Right. You know, it's just going to be all happenstance and coincidence. And it's like, you know, fuck you people.
Unless Ted breaks bad and
starts dealing,
that little kid.
Starts
dealing. I'm going to Amsterdam to start a meth business.
There you go. Okay. That would at least be interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, agreed. It was a terrible episode.
Terrible. Absolutely
yeah.
awful.
Yeah. Truly bad.
And then Succession?
Succession.
Succession. Yeah, just...
Oh, man. I had some... I was not expecting to have the amount of PTSD that I had with that episode. That was a hard episode to
watch.
Which
one was this one?
This was when the nut job got elected. That was a real... I felt like that was hard for me. Because,
yeah.
like, nobody thought that that was actually going to happen. And then it happened.
Well, but that's what happened.
Well, no, I know. I know. And that's why it was, like, just a little bit difficult. And watching Shiv, like... That's the first, to me, that's the first time Shiv's ever been like actually a little bit speechless because it was like the light bulb clicked with her that like, this is actually terrible. And it that, you know, it didn't click for anybody else, but it did for her. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of what, how I read it, I guess. I don't know if that's really true actually, but yeah, no, it was a really good episode, but
yeah,
it was PTSD.
You can't redeem Shiv in my eyes.
No, I'm not. No. She's not redeemed.
None of them are redeemed.
She's definitely not redeemed, but like none of them ever are like rendered not unquippable. And I felt she was like unquippable.
Everything is just a game for all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. But for Shiv, it just like was a tiny bit not. And I felt like I could like see that.
And I did love the Shiv Tom scene again, you know, where she says she's pregnant. He's like, it's just this another ploy. It's just another thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And and the like wasabi in the eye was fucking hysterical.
Who got wasabi?
The policy wonk, like the data wonk. Because Greg had like rubbed wasabi on the computer or something, and he got it in his eye because he was eating like bodega sushi.
Oh right, bodega sushi.
And then when he went to pour the LaCroix, is this lemon LaCroix on the table?
It's
oh, it's tangerine.
Oh, he poured
and,
the
lemon. And then like, it's lemon! And he tasted it and he was like, it's not that lemony! So funny. That was such a good scene. Yeah, they really, that show knows how to balance like terror with real humor. Yeah, that was a good episode.
Well, hopefully... the bad guy will have actually not won, and that will ruin the
right. Well, they have to have an insurgency, right?
Well, they don't have to have that. I don't think they're going to do that. But if it turns out that ATN is remarkably wrong, it can seriously damage them.
Yeah.
What do you think? Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah. Is that another only two episodes left?
Yep.
Woo! Goodness gracious.
Two episodes of that, two episodes of Barry.
I've been watching season one.
Two episodes of Yellow Jackets.
We should talk about the
We don't watch this one.
I know, I won't talk about it because I did watch it last night, but we should talk about the week before, which I had some initial thoughts and then I've settled into my thoughts and they've changed.
Okay, well, what happened last week?
So that was the one where they're all the adults are at Lottie Center,
yeah, right.
And she makes them all do like a separate
task
or and so Melanie Linsky has to take care of Bruce.
I'm
the
not
goat.
Killing this goat. Like, you don't have to.
No one ever said
goat.
You're gonna kill the goat.
Van, whatever Van's was, she doesn't do it. She just
Melanie
off
doesn't
drinks.
See the end of any story without her killing something.
So true. It's so true. Yeah, I mean, it's very true. And then Ty painted a house with like a toothbrush or something, practically. Like,
well, she painted two squares of a house.
Yeah. And then what's her name?
Misty
had that like fever dream.
Oh, right. Yeah.
With like
crazy.
John Cameron Mitchell. Yeah. And so initially I was like, this is stupid. I like didn't like it. But in retrospect, I'm like, no, that's like so Misty. That's like so perfect. Like, but then how it ended was back in the woods, you know, whatever many, however decades ago with Shauna, like, really very much coming close to killing Lottie by like punching and kicking and everything.
Yeah.
And when that was happening, I was like, nobody would like step in, you know, but then like in thinking about it, I was like, they're all so close to death. They're all so far out of like their normal way of being able to
live. And they're all starving.
And Lottie asked for it, and they all think that Lottie is God.
Oh, right.
So when I stepped back and thought about it some more, I was like, oh, okay, actually, this was a really good episode, and I totally buy it. Yeah. Like, but my initial reaction was, it jumped the shark! But I take it back.
No.
Yeah, no, definitely didn't jump the shark.
Especially after having watched Ted Lasso, you know when a show jumps the shark.
Yeah, yeah. I think Ted did a little before now, but this was like, the shark, like, it got jumped again or something. Mm-hmm. Anyway, loving Yellow Jackets. This episode, man, they know how to do a fucking ending. Like the ending of this episode is
so now,
like,
you only have one.
I just
left,
had
right?
to sit on. Yeah, there, yeah. There's the first season was 10, but this season's only 9. But there is there's only one left. Yeah.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Yeah. But the ending of this episode was just like,
hey, God bless them for saying, oh, we only have story for 9.
Yeah,
as opposed to just let's do a
flashback where someone learned how to wash dishes with her mother, and that's why she can kill so easily.
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
But what about Ted Lasso? That's the whole.
We've already talked.
Barry.
Jesus.
I know. Well, we're
oh my God.
Concerned.
We're doing a pod with my mother.
Very different man's name.
Well, I'm only on the first season, so no spoilers.
Ay, ay, ay.
But that's my half hour show. I've been working on it.
Yeah, it's fun.
The stuff that's in Kansas. No, where? Yeah, Kansas.
No, they're not. I think they're close to L.A.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I don't think he took a plane to L.A.
Well, you can drive from Kansas to L.A.
But it didn't take as long. I mean, because he left his.
They edit.
You know, remember what's happening back in quote unquote Kansas. Yeah. Uh-huh. You know, it didn't happen that much longer after Barry left.
Well, the stuff happening in Kansas is all like a surreal fever dream.
Oh wow! Yeah.
Yeah. No, it gets
even
like
before.
Wild.
Even before.
In a bad
that.
Way or a good way?
I'm really liking Barry.
Yeah.
I feel like Barry. You have Bill Hader, who maybe it's not Bill Hader, maybe it's also Alec Byrne, or, you know, the other guy that does it with, but you can tell that they are there in the creation process, mm-hmm. that they have a beginning, a middle, and end. They know the plan to go, as opposed to Ted Lasso.
I thought they did know the plan.
Well, it seems,
I know
it
doesn't
it
seem
just,
like they do.
It just
I know,
seems like they let the writers do,
yeah.
you know, whatever they want by themselves.
As Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang say, the third graders.
Oh, the third grade. Well, they're busy writing the second season and just like that.
Yeah.
Are they really? Are they in that writer's room?
No, third graders.
Third
oh.
graders. Bowen Yang and Matt Rogers, they came up with the idea that and just like
the first season was written by third graders.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And Somebody Somewhere with Bridget Everett.
I know,
another,
I'm
little
excited
of perfect.
to start that.
So beautiful.
Yeah. I think we're going to start watching that twice a week.
Twice a week?
Same episode.
Watch the
oh,
episode
really?
Over again.
Yeah? Wow.
Because we did it this week. It was like, oh, that was so beautiful.
Oh, wow. Huh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's such a good show.
Perfect. That walks that line of heartbreak and sweetness and hopefulness.
Yeah. I'm excited to start that one.
Yeah. Very good. What else do we watch? Anything else?
Well, watching that Tom Jones on Masterpiece.
Yeah, which is kind of.
It's tonight's last one.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, the best is she had a Wannington's in it, and the guy who plays Tom Jones is kind of cute. And, you know, that's about it.
Guess what comes back soon? Maybe this week, maybe next week. Happy Valley.
This week it comes on BBC America.
Oh, okay. And then, yeah. I think I'll have to watch it on Acorn, but yeah, it's coming on.
We'll have to do BBC America with commercials.
Oh yeah,
there are
yeah.
several movies and things that are starting up I really want to see the Donna Summer documentary.
Mm, I just learned that was a thing
on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which in 3 days or 2 days are going to be just Max.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I can't remember what else, but yeah, I keep.
I want to watch Air. I don't watch that.
Eh.
Did you watch it, or you just don't really care that much?
Just don't care that much.
Yeah.
You know, I love Viola Davis. She's supposed to be great. Mm-hmm. Christmas scene is supposed to be fun.
Oh, well, we could start the other two.
We can
start the other two's back. Yeah.
I did start The Mandalorian yesterday, which I liked.
Yeah, I'm not a watcher of that.
No, I like that. I just watched the first two episodes. Mm-hmm. That was good.
I got to finish Dead Ringers, and then I can do a new hour.
I could watch Dead Ringers.
Yeah.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, it's only six episodes, so it's quick and it's really weird, but it's very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't make me want to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, you would. I feel like if you just watch the first episode, you'll immediately know if it's something you want to stick with.
Oh, and we're watching Smigadoon.
Oh yeah, I haven't watched that yet.
Chicago.
Oh, my fave critic, although she doesn't really seem to be a critic as much as just sort of like a TV writer for the Times, Margaret Lyons. She does the, like, you know, I have this much time, what should I watch? And she recommended Rectify, and I never watched that. Is that good?
I watched a season and a half. Uh-huh. I ended up stopping.
Because you weren't into it?
Just was not interested. It, the first season, you were like, really? It was fascinating. But
that's
then,
about the rednecks with Marco Martindale?
No, that's Justified.
Oh.
This is Rectify. It's about a guy who, as a kid, kills someone and is in jail for like 25 years. And so then he gets out. Mm-hmm. And whether or not he did it is up to, I guess he gets released.
Paroled?
No, I think they overturned the sentence.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Anyway, and it's just very slow. Very quiet, very introspective, and at a certain point, I just got bored. Mm-hmm. So,
okay,
I'm excited for the new Patricia Arquette series.
Oh yeah, High Desert. Yeah,
and then Platonic. The
That looks good.
The Seth Rogen,
Rose Byrne.
Yeah, show.
One show that I've decided I'm not going back to is just because there's just too much as physical. I'm like, nope, don't care enough.
We never finished the first season.
Do it for me. Yeah. I finished the first season, but I'm like, no, that's.
And they're coming to a third final season.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I guess people watched it.
But who knows? They might just be. It's Apple. They have all the money in the world. They can be like, oh, we want to make sure Rose Byrne is happy.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So After Party is coming back. Why, I don't know, but it is.
I never watched that first season either.
Oh, it's kind of fun. Good.
Yeah, it's on the list.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, let's wrap it up and we'll come back for movie school.
Okay.
And Mike has just brought out our second course of treats. Which is, what is it? It's a
Oreo cookie cheesecake.
Oh my God,
Oreo
a little individual cheesecake.
Cheesecake. From Letty's Bakery.
Letty's Bakery.
Which is also just
right down.
It's in the hood.
I just happened to walk by. I'm like, I wonder if they have anything that's.
Is it in our block or is it one block
over?
Over, yeah.
Yum. Is it like a French place or
no, it's a
Spanish place or?
Not Latin.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Oh, that's very good.
Tasty.
I don't think I'm going to be able to eat all of that in one sitting.
Yeah.
Well, cheesecake is a weird thing.
Mm-hmm. It's very dense.
I'll probably be able to finish
that.
All right.
Okay, so movie school. This week was After Hours. Directed by Martin Scorsese. Martin Scorsese from 1985. It is a New York story about downtown New York, where all the back before Soho was all designer shops and expensive real estate. It was a bunch of abandoned warehouses where artists moved in and so all the artistic people lived in Soho.
Which apparently was like largely paper mache based. Which is kind of funny.
Yeah. And our protagonist is, what's his name? Dune.
Griffin Dunn.
Griffin Dunn.
Yeah.
And
what is he called? Peter or something? I can't remember his
Peter
name.
Peter Hackett.
Yeah. Peter Hackett.
And it's got all kinds of Wizard of Oz imagery.
I have to say, that more than the Wizard of Oz, actually, I felt it was like more like Alice in Wonderland. Like he like fell down the rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Like of Soho.
Well, yeah. I mean, you could say there's a lot of things about Oz and,
yeah,
you know, and crazy beings and people.
Can we talk about what some of the imagery was? Because I was like trying the whole time to look for it and I didn't always know if I really saw it.
First of all, his office building.
Yeah.
The gates were like the
very
gates
Emerald
of
City.
Emerald City.
I clocked that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the major plot device that is Wizard of Oz is his cab ride to Soho.
Uh-huh.
Where
like a twister.
The wind.
Oh,
and the wind.
Oh, yeah.
By taking away his money,
right,
starts his adventure.
Right. And then the whole night he's just trying to get home.
He's just trying to get home.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, interesting. I did not make the cab ride the twister. That is very clever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember cab rides like that though?
Oh, yes. I remember my first cab ride in the city. I came into Penn Station and I took a cab to the YMCA by Lincoln Center. And I was like, I can remember writing a letter to someone saying, those lines on the street don't mean a thing. Because it was just like, we're just going. He's just like, it's just like Dodge car or dodgeball.
Huh.
Which I don't feel like the cabs are like that anymore.
I don't feel that way either.
Not too much.
Yeah. Or did we just get used to it?
I don't
know.
I mean, first, the other thing is I haven't taken a cab in I don't know how long.
Really?
Yeah.
An actual New York City yellow cab?
Yeah.
No, right. I always take Lyft.
Yeah, true.
So.
But yeah, definitely I remember those crazy cab rides.
Yeah.
Let's see, other Oz imagery. Well, definitely there, it's the witch is leading a gang to find him.
Yeah, and
if he's our Dorothy.
Yeah, and
surrender Dorothy there.
Yeah, and then Terry Garr's character, the one who's like, oh no, it's Catherine O'Hara who's leading
Catherine
the charge.
Harris.
But there was lots of rainbows in her apartment. And both Terry Garr and Catherine O'Hara's characters wore yellow, which that just made me think of Yellow Brick Road. But
okay.
I don't know if that really makes sense, actually. But
well, and they actually talk about the Wizard of Oz.
She says her husband
was obsessed with the Wizard of Oz. In fact, when he came, he said he would shout "Surrender, Dorothy,"
which is pretty hysterical. the thing I took away most from this movie was really more of the like one-off scenes that were hysterical.
Well, and I love that, you know, he thought Cheech and his partner were stealing the sculpture and the TV set. And so he yells at them and they just drop the TV. He scares them so much they drop the TV and bust it.
Yeah.
And he chases them off. I'm like, two guys to one? And he's like Griffin Dunn. He's
like a scrawny.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah.
And then he thinks, you know, he goes up to the apartment and she's all tied up and he thinks they tied her up. And then her boyfriend comes out, who's the one who has tied her up. Oh, yeah. Just crazy stuff. It's just a delightful
Yeah,
movie.
It really was delightful. I think the two scenes that were the funniest to me, no, three scenes. One was when he went down to the subway, and at midnight that night, the fare had gone up, so he didn't have enough money for the subway. That was hysterical.
Just let me go on. I can't do that. Someone could find out.
Yeah.
How would they find out?
I could be at a party, and I could be drunk, and I could tell them. So funny.
I love that he jumped the turnstile, and there's a cop right there. I'm like, well, that's not real.
And then... Yeah, so like but half of the whole movie, he's like running from this mob that's chasing him. And at one point, when he's trying to get away, he sees in an apartment a woman kill a man, like shoot him multiple times. And he's like, he watches it happen. And then he goes, probably going to get blamed for that too. It's so funny.
When did she commit suicide?
Oh, like
after he left her.
Three quarters of the way through or something?
Oh, yeah.
Um, But by far my favorite character was Terry Garr. She was so funny.
She's so funny.
And when they're up in the apartment and she's
I just from the beginning where she leaves a note, help me, I hate my job.
Or something.
And he looks at her and she's like, screw, yeah, I do.
And then she's talking about her other job in the Xerox shop and how people get mad at her. And she's like, 8%. Like, it's hard to do that math sometimes. Like, so sue me. Call your lawyer. Like, she was so funny. I loved Terry Garr. That was great. And then seeing John Hurt and Catherine O'Hara together before they do
Home Alone.
That was kind of funny. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was a very, very funny movie.
It was just one of the, in the 80s, there were a lot of these New York movies, mm-hmm. like this and Desperately Seeking Susan.
Oh, another good one.
Married to the Mob.
Also with Rosanna Arquette. Mm-hmm. Married to the Mob is a fun one.
Something Wild.
Mm-hmm. Also, what was it? Like, obviously, he was interested in Rosanna Arquette's character. Like, that's why he, like, you know, called her in the middle of the night. But the whole guise of why he was going to go to that apartment for a paper mache bagel and cream cheese paperweight.
I want to see him. Bring him out. I want to see one right now.
So funny.
And then Terry Garr.
And then Terry Garr has one. It's from this local artist. Oh my God, that was a funny movie.
The first time I saw it, Terry Garr's bed has mouse traps all around it.
Yeah.
And then she also has a whole shelf of Aquanet.
For her hair. And then the last scene was also hysterical. Because how he gets away is that he becomes the papier-mâché statue. Mm-hmm. And then he falls out of the car.
Did you read that? He didn't know how to end it.
Yeah, and like,
so he had to talk to like
and it
Spielberg
was such a perfect
and
ending.
Coppola and everybody about what the hell do I do?
Yeah. And I kind of liked the notion of like, you know, you get the sense that he's like trying to spice up his life. That's why he's like, because he's, you know,
bored.
He has
the
and,
most
like,
boring job.
Right.
And when he has lunch with a coworker where he has some interaction
he's training the coworker and the coworker is like, I wouldn't want to do this. Is just temporary. I would never really want to do this. I really want to start a magazine for writers who can't get published anywhere else.
Right, and I wouldn't. And he's like, I'm not interested in editing them or like something like that. Like, but then I don't know. It's just kind of. But then his adventure is also terrible. So I don't know. I kind of liked that it was like. Life just kind of is.
But that's the whole point of The Wizard of Oz is, you know,
she thinks
her life is terrible
and
she goes seeking, you know, an adventure or a better world.
Yeah.
It turns out she was in the better world.
Right. Yeah. So I guess that's also.
I'm not sure that's true for him, but all right.
Well, his world was better than being hunted by a mob of people with an ice cream truck?
A Mr. Softy. So he has that music. Whenever you hear the music, you're like,
That is also hysterical that she's a Mr. Softy
Also, there's a burglar breaking in. You know, there was another break-in. Are you the burglar?
Where's all the stuff if I'm the burglar?
Yeah, exactly.
But also, people were up late. I'm like,
yeah.
How are people not in bed?
They stayed up very late back then.
Yeah.
Well, some people still do.
Yeah, true.
You know, they're called young people.
Yeah, I remember staying up till 4.
Yeah. Whew. And going to work the next day.
Yeah. Staying up till 4, you know. Going
and having adventures.
Having
you know.
Sex with people that, you know, and then still
and
getting up and going to
work.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what he did, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't do that now. I'd be like, I'll have to be to work next week.
I was trying to think of other delightful Martin Scorsese movies.
Oh, you know what I started watching? Because I thought that I remembered what we were supposed to watch. So I put on Mean Streets. And then I was like, this doesn't feel right. And so I checked my IMDb, which is where I always save what I'm supposed to be watching, and was glad that I switched to After Hours.
Mean Streets is a tough movie.
Yeah. I got that sense from the
What's that one about?
Main Streets of New York.
No, I know, but who's
Pacino
in it?
And De Niro,
and,
right? Both of them?
De Niro and Keitel.
Okay.
Okay, no.
Yeah, no, it's, I haven't seen that in 40 years, but. More delightful. I think probably Hugo is the most other delightful movie.
By Scorsese?
That's just tedious.
I feel like I had a...
Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even think that's delightful.
I know, that's.
Yeah. I'm excited about the Killers of the Flower Moon.
All 3 hours and 35 minutes of it.
Wow. So excited.
Yeah. I wish we could get a studio cut. I wish all his movies were released with his cut and the studio cut, because I would opt for the studio cut.
I mean, I don't mind it
because
it's going to be on Apple. So,
oh, is it? Yeah.
So you just, it's got to be at the movie theater and then,
I feel like we're missing something. Something wants to come out of my mouth and it's just not.
In the terms Last of Temptation like a delightful... of Christ? What's the Jerry Lewis one?
Wolf of Wall Street.
The Wolf of Wall Street is kind of delightful.
Oh, funny. Yeah.
But what's the Jerry Lewis one where he's gets kidnapped by...
King of Comedy.
That's not delightful either.
No.
It's disturbing.
I never saw Shutter Island, but it definitely doesn't look
that's
delightful.
It's not delightful.
Yeah.
It's good. Cool. It's okay.
The Aviator's not really delightful, but it's not quite, maybe it's a little less dark.
Well, what's New York Stories?
That's short films. Woody Allen has one in it.
Oh, okay. So it's,
I think Sofia Coppola has one in
What's Kundun?
Kundun is about Tibet.
Oh, and what's The Age of Innocence?
That's Edith Wharton.
Oh, right.
But it's a really good
one.
It is
Winona
very
Ryder,
good.
Yeah.
Ryder and Daniel Day-Lewis.
I do want to watch Cape Fear, every time
love
that
Cape
I watch
Fear.
Not a
Juliette Lewis. Yeah.
Oh, she's so young.
This
is the most delightful movie
totally,
he's ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is delightful. Yeah. It makes me feel sad for other delightful movies he might have made, but he just kept making.
Yeah.
It's also one of his shortest. I think it's his shortest.
At 2 hours. Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? All right. So this is the Movie School without a theme song. And we don't have a theme song.
John's pick.
I have to say, I have such anxiety every time I pull something out.
Well, you can always put it back in. We've done that.
Oh, okay.
We did it once.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to do it every week. But
yeah.
Well, this
that was
only
just
back.
Time
to do
it was back
oh,
to back.
It looks
back.
Like oh, I picked up.
That was back to back long western.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Oh,
we do have 2 weeks, right? Because you're out of town.
You have 2 weeks.
So, yeah.
I kind of love this movie.
Oh, great.
The Omen.
The Omen.
1976.
Scary.
Richard Donner. Could the child that an American ambassador is raising actually be the Antichrist?
Ooh.
The Devil's Own Son? Gregory Peck, Lee Remick, 2 Oscar nominations. It's on HBO Max.
Great.
Yeah.
So was Mean Street. I mean, well, that was too, but so was After Hours.
Oh, I love The Omen.
Cool.
Yeah, I love The
it's
Omen.
It's been a while
too.
Since we've had it scary.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is that?
And it's a good one.
It's a scary one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And there was been an Omen 2?
I think there's been an Omen 4.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Because then the kid grows up.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's exciting. Well, everybody, I hope you have a great week. Well, actually, a great couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Because next week is Memorial Day. I hope you enjoy your
memorial. You can do one all by yourself.
Yeah, I could. I'll come over and
no quiz, just a what.
Maybe we could do one on the road with the dry fire.
That could be fun.
So have a great week, everybody. Watch the movie.
And happy birthday, Gilbert.
Yeah, oh, happy birthday,
Lil
Gilbert.
G.
Hey, Gilbert, I have a question for you. Now that it's King Charles, are you still
weird
into the monarchy like you were now that it's a creepy old guy?
Now that it's a monarchy?
A queen that came to the throne as a
now
beautiful young
man,
woman.
It's truly a hierarchy.
Yeah. Now that it's not a woman who's, feeding off the teat of the British people and benefiting from hundreds of years of racism, oppression, and slavery.
Write us, Gilbert. Theft.
Write us.
Write us and let us know.
Has Charles changed your point of view? Have a great week, everybody. Bye. Bye-bye.